KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, partly to mostly cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An Atlantic teen was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident northwest of town Tuesday morning. The Iowa State Patrol reports 18-year-old Brandon Ballinger was traveling west on Highway 83 or the Marnie Road just before 10 a.m. when he lost control of the Ford Ranger pickup he was driving. Officials say the young man was putting a drink in a cup holder when the accident occurred. When the truck drifted onto the shoulder, Ballinger overcorrected, sending the vehicle into the south ditch where it rolled and came to rest on its wheels. The accident happened about 1/4 mile northwest of Glacier Road. Ballinger was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries, which included some shoulder pain. News time is 7:07.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindemann Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindemann Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center, livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
The Fremont County Sheriff's Department is asking for your help in locating a man suspected of robbing a bank Monday morning in Hamburg. At around 9:25 a.m., an approximately 30-year-old black male entered the Great Western Bank in Hamburg, approached the teller, and demanded a plastic bag be filled with money. There was no weapon displayed during the incident. The suspect, who was described as being anywhere from 5 feet 6 to 5 feet 8 inches tall, had a dark complexion and was wearing a white visor, aviator-style glasses, a white T-shirt, blue jeans, and white tennis shoes. He's believed to have left the scene with an undetermined amount of cash and may have gotten away in a dark green mid-1990s model four-door Cadillac with a tan vinyl top. That vehicle was last seen turning south on I-29 at the Hamburg exit shortly after the incident took place. If you have any information about that robbery, you can call the Fremont County Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-432-9240. You can remain anonymous and still be eligible for a reward of up to $1,000. Officials of the Better Business Bureau serving Nebraska, South Dakota, and Southwest Iowa are warning consumers to be cautious if working with home improvement sales contractor Rick Warner. The BBB said it received a complaint from a consumer stating that she had signed three separate documents with a home improvement company located in Omaha to make repairs to her home and to replace a shed that had been damaged by hail. Rick Warner was the salesperson hired in August of 2011 as an independent sales contractor to handle arrangements and contracts with the company's customers. The consumer provided three documents to the BBB, a job summary and two contracts. According to the consumer, they were signed in the presence of Warner. Although the job summary included the provision of a new shed and specific home repairs needed, the home improvement company told the consumer that they do not sell sheds. The first contract, which was dated August 20th of last year, listed specific home repairs, including windows and roofing. It also stated that the proceeds from the consumer's insurance would be used for payment. A second contract, dated November 29th of last year, was a supplement for repairs to the home that were not covered by the consumer's insurance. The consumer paid the company just over $3,887 for the contracts. Because the replacement of a shed was not included in either contract, Warner had said that he would provide the shed, and the consumer paid him a little more than $1,000 for it. But to date, no shed has been delivered, and unfortunately, the consumer wasn't the only one who's apparently been victimized by Warner. The company found out that Warner had charged $10,000 for building materials and was using the business's name to acquire an additional $20,000. Warner was fired from the company in 2011. Previously, Rick Warner was known to the BBB in 1998 as president of Classic Renovations. That company went out of business in September of 2006, and its principals may have moved to Tennessee. And at this time, Warner's whereabouts are unknown. There is currently a warrant for his arrest in Nebraska involving felony theft by deception. In other news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing during their meeting this morning here in Atlantic on a proposed illegal dumping ordinance. The ordinance, if adopted after the second reading, calls for a $100 fine on the first offense if the items illegally dumped weighed less than 10 pounds or up to 15 cubic feet in volume, and up to $250 for the second and subsequent offenses. The fines will increase from $250 to $500 respectively for trash that exceeds 10 pounds or 15 cubic feet in volume. And a vote on approving the first reading today will follow the hearing. A second public hearing is scheduled to take place June the 20th. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education is scheduled to meet this evening at the high school. And during that 7:30 session, the board will hear presentations from Kip Harris with regard to the Workman's Comp Insurance and Jerry Purdy with Design Alliance with an update on the Atlantic Middle School project. The board will also act on approving general and special education contracts, additional contracts and or letters of assignment, volunteer coaching positions, and resignations. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving registration fees for next year, approval of the fuel bids, administrators and supervisors' central office staff contracts for next year, a resolution for banking services, and other matters. And the board will discuss during tonight's meeting the 2012-2013 technology spending plan and review the district's insurance coverage. The meeting takes place in the Atlantic High School Media Center. News time is 7:12.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a new Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a new Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your new Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Betty L. Truitt, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Betty Truitt will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Anthony Dole, age 40, of Atlantic, died last week at his home. Funeral services for Anthony Dole will be held today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Carpenter, age 68, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Bill Carpenter will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Fulmer Pete Nelson, age 90, a longtime resident of rural Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pete Nelson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Craig Cummins, age 55, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Craig Cummins will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Carol Jr. Washburn, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died January 4th. Memorial services with full military honors for Carol Washburn will be on Thursday at 11:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Frank Orville Meyer, Jr., age 86, a longtime business owner in Stewart, died Saturday. A visitation tribute for Frank Meyer, Jr. will be held Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Bobby Ray Blake, age 57, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bobby Blake will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lois Kyle, age 89, of Yale, died Sunday in Perry. Graveside services for Lois Kyle will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Yale Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Madeline Lorraine Miller Strom, age 84, formerly the Fontenelle area, died May 17th. A celebration of life services for Madeline Strom will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Lee Blake, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Graveside services for Robert Blatt, that is, will be held at Monday at 2 o'clock, June the 18th, at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements for Robert Blatt. Elizabeth McLaren, age 87, of the Cumberland and Messina areas, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elizabeth McLaren are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Harold W. Kleinpaste, age 92 of Harlan, died Saturday. Services for Harold Kleinpaste are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.